Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hello. I actually got to the studio about 10 minutes ago, and I'm all prepped up for the next painting.
It's in this studio where Jayashree Krishnan has painted more than 150 portraits of first responders from around the world since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. You know, historically, portraits have celebrated status, power, wealth. But Jayashree wants her work to honor healing, compassion, and loss. So her portraits are devoted to doctors, nurses, hospital employees that have all been on the front lines of the pandemic. She uses watercolor paints and vibrant hues to capture this challenging moment in time, and to also celebrate those keeping us safe in hospitals and healthcare facilities all across the globe. Today, Jayashree opens her studio doors to us, and we're going to talk about her experiences capturing the fatigue, the fear, and yes, the hope she sees in the faces of first responders. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. And this is Coronavirus, Fact versus Fiction.
See, I think that the most important thing for me was to sort of capture this moment in history. This is not like painting any other portrait, but this is something very specific. And these are portraits of people who are just taking a break in between patients at work or taking a breather, or someone, you know, quickly is taking a picture of them while they're at work. And I wanted to capture that moment and that emotion in their eyes.
For Jayashree, the eyes tell the story. Jayashree often can only see the eyes of the frontline workers she paints because their faces are mostly covered by masks and shields.
The N95 masks that were made to fit their faces were so tight. Then they have a surgical mask on top of that, and then there's a shield and sometimes a helmet. There's several layers on their face, and I can't even imagine how that feels.
Jayashree's portraits are detailed. That's the first thing you'll notice. Every line on the faces of first responders, indentations left by masks and shields, they are included on the canvas. Painting portraits of first responders has been Jayashree's passion project since May of 2020. It began when she created portraits for her cousins, both doctors at Beaumont Hospital in Farmington Hills, Michigan, wearing their PPE.
See, I started painting my cousins just to cheer them up. They were working really long 13-hour shifts and talking about how this was something that they had never seen before. And once I started sharing these pictures, the reaction that I got was the big motivation behind doing these, you know, over and over again.
Jayashree started asking friends and family to send her photos of first responders they knew. She would paint their portraits and then share the photos of the finished product on social media. Then, first responders started contacting her online. She asked them if she could paint their portrait and then mail them the finished product. No surprise, they accepted.
The reaction was just amazing. There's a big outpouring of support and love and encouragement of people. I felt like this art was doing something really big. It was not just about the art itself, but it just gave that extra impetus for people to go out, reach out, and say something.
One of the first faces Jayashree painted was that of anesthesiologist Dr. Elliot Fagley. He's the section head of critical care medicine at Virginia Mason Hospital in Seattle. That's near where she lives.
It's really touching that somebody in our community, sees the sacrifice that healthcare providers are making and is willing to put aside the politics and the misinformation and the disinformation and just sort of take a moment and put themselves in the shoes of the people who are doing this work.
Dr. Fegley's portrait was one of more than 38 paintings Jayashree completed of medical workers at Virginia Mason Hospital. Some of these portraits now hang in several locations around the hospital. Jayashree says all of the portraits she's painted are more than just pieces of art. For her, it's about sharing the real experiences of first responders with the public, lines and all.
There was one nurse, her name is Shaina Kovalik, and I've been in touch with her after I made the portrait. She sent me a picture of her in the outdoor testing site, and that was the only time she had a chance to take her mask off. And this was way back in May. And that picture shows an indentation of the mask itself on her face, you know, with the lines. Because when I was painting it, I could see all of those impressions on her face, and I was asking her what that was. Must be painful to have the N95 on forever, for the whole day. You know, that was the one portrait that I did without the mask on. Everybody else has the mask on in all of the other portraits, and but that one, she didn't have it on. And I was asking her, you know, how come you sent me a picture without that? And she said, you know, it was the one moment I could take a breather at lunchtime. You know, we take things for granted.
Now, this may surprise you, but painting wasn't Jayashree's full-time job until 2015. Before that, she spent 11 years teaching calculus at Seattle University. What the pandemic has changed is her artistic focus. She was painting landscapes before, and now she paints faces. She says painting portraits of first responders is therapeutic and helpful for managing her own emotions and her own stress during the pandemic.
I think art has a way of helping the person who is creating cope with the anxiety of this whole situation. But also, I have learned that this whole project has been very meaningful to me. I was seeking this, you know, I was seeking, what am I doing with my artwork? And, you know, I needed to have some more purpose and some direction. It's been one of the most meaningful things I've done.
It's been nearly a year now since Jayashree started her work on this project. She's now busy compiling the portraits and the stories of the first responders for a book she plans to release later this month. And she says she'll continue to paint the portraits as a way to show her appreciation for first responders. Jayashree says all of the portraits she's completed have been given to their subject, except one.
Dr. Fauci, I'm so excited. I wasn't really sure that this would actually happen, so this makes me super thrilled. Thank you so much. I'm packing the painting right now.
First responders from around the world have shared with Jayashree their experiences of risking everything to care for COVID-19 patients. These are the stories of all-consuming stress, stories of tears and exhaustion, but also success and joy. Her work is also on display at the Columbia City Gallery in Seattle until March 21st, and you can see samples of her work now at CNN.com. If you have questions, please record them as a voice memo and email them to asksanjay@cnn.com. We might even include them on the next podcast. We'll be back Monday. Thanks for listening. Coronavirus Fact vs. Fiction is a production of CNN Audio. Megan Marcus is the executive producer. Felicia Patinkin is the senior producer. Raj Makija is the senior manager of production operations. This week's episodes were produced by Anne Lagamayo, Rachel Cohn, Emily Liu, Aaron Mathewson, Madeline Thompson, Nathan Miller, Jordan Gasparé, Zach St. Louis, and Zoe Saunders. Our medical writer is Andrea Kane. Nathan Miller is our engineer, and David Toledo is the team's production assistant. Special thanks to Ben Tinker and Amanda Seely of CNN Health, as well as Ashley Lusk Courtney Coop and Daniel Cantor from CNN Audio.
Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.